All right, we're back back in business. Cassie, come on up. Front and center.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
How are you? Well. Thank you for having me. Last time I presented to you guys, the sheriff had to boogie too. I don't know if they have some weird juju. Yeah, something's going on with that. I just wanted to share some space and time with you guys today to tout how awesome our Sublette County Treatment Court is and to show appreciation for your continued support of a unique program and funding model for our program in the state. I've done time of 3 months. I'm officially in, so I'm a little bit still wet behind the ears, but I'm working it out. Some numbers I wanted to share for our SCRAM system, that's the ankle monitoring bracelets. On average, we have about 10 people a month continually on the SCRAM units. It's people with determined histories of alcohol misuse disorders and criminal histories connected to that. Of those participants in a single month, we average about 21,000 hours of alcohol monitoring for people who can return to the community, who can attend treatment, who can go to work, who can be with their families, while at the same time having support of that alcohol monitoring happening in their life while they're awaiting to return to court to handle their legal matters. For our participants in the Sweetwater County Treatment Court Program, we've completed 142 substance abuse testing sessions with in the last quarter year. Our participants have about 134 days of sobriety joined together, which is pretty amazing. In the community, our participants have completed 156 hours of treatment at various levels. For five to six participants, that's a lot of time that they're getting help, and your support is making that possible. Outside of treatment hours, we require our participants to attend sober support meetings of various sorts, like Alcoholics Anonymous, church, Narcotics Anonymous. So our treatment court participants have completed 48 hours of those outside services independently, which is great. And supervision contacts, our team alone has completed 22 hours of in-person contact with our participants over the last 91 days. Without your support, these guys would be kind of flopping on their own, struggling to get clean and sober and return to the community. With your support, we can give them these little steps and guidance and kind of keep them on the right path. And to be able to share in their own words, I have a SCRAM participant that was released from supervision yesterday that wrote a letter to Judge Hawes, and he has given me permission to read some of that to you. Is that all right? I had to kind of cut some of the identifying information out because I wanted to kind of keep him safe because, you know, a small community, it's easy to do. But he says, thank you for the opportunity to stay out of jail in lieu of probation and completion of a substance abuse program on my first offense, DUI. It is what I needed to get over the hump of a bad and destructive drinking habit, and it kept me honest in the first few months when I would have had a tendency to backslide. The ankle monitor made it easy for me, and I didn't even have to think about it. It gave me what I needed, and that was time. The ankle monitor has done its job, and as has the substance abuse class, where I'm now in the middle of phase four. Phase four is the last before they're kicked out successfully into the community. I'm certainly much closer to God being sober and being able to be more in tune with His will in my life. I know that leaving drinking behind is part of my growth and a new chapter in my life. So in that respect, I can see that the system actually did its job. He's kind of skeptical on his own, just saying. For that, I thank you. It helped me immeasurably and gave me what I needed. Which was the threat of jail to dig me out of the hole I had dug for myself. My recovery would probably not have worked without it. So this is a participant that was on the SCRAM unit for 8 months. He, in that time with that monitoring, he didn't want to take it off. I had to say, no, it's okay. You can do this without it. You've completed your program. You're ready to go. So your continued support of this program really does have an impact in people in the community. And I wanted to thank you for that and let you hear it, because I know sometimes the good things aren't as flaunted as the bad things. So I wanted to share that with you and show my appreciation for allowing me to be a part of the program here in Sublette County. Yeah, that's all. Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah. A couple. We're always interested in hearing
recidivism revision rates, because one of the, from our viewpoint, or my viewpoint, one of the justifications for funding this program is we put some money into this now and we potentially save more money down the road and keep incarceration, for
yes,
example.
Sir.
So that's a benefit to catch people early. That's always been my reason for being in so much support of this whole program, is it saves us money long term.
Yes, sir.
Returns people to community in a productive way. So, but the recidivism rate is something we always talked about.
And I believe right now it's hovering around 18%, so only 18% of participants do re-offend, and that's some of the lowest in the entire state. Currently, we've only had the only kind of hitch that we've had in the program is we did have to terminate one participant who had been in the program for almost 2 years when it's on average a single year. They just failed to take advantage of the opportunities that were in front of them. But our recidivism, since he didn't actually reoffend, is still hovering around that 18%, which is great. And it's my goal to keep that intact, because I'm incredibly proud to be a part of a program that is leading the state with those numbers.
So on average, how many participants do you have at any one time? Do you have a number there?
Yes, sir. We've had about 5 since I started. I'm actively recruiting and trying to kind of grease some of the hiccups in getting people to the program. One of the big things that I'm building strategically currently is a community education program. A lot of people think, oh, treatment, oh, court, and they have all the stigma attached to it. And so I'm going to try to kind of shake things up and educate really thoroughly throughout the community to say, this is a program that is supported, it is for us, and it's for anybody who wants to have a chance and support to get better. So that's part of the reason for our low numbers right now. And just the nature of the court system, kind of, we have to wait for them to trickle through and be appropriate for the program. We have risks and needs that we measure, so people who have violent offenses don't fit that because they would be a risk for the other participants and things like that. So we're trying to kind of ease it and make it more available and make sure people know that it's here, because it shouldn't be wasted. Does that help?
Oh,
okay.
Any other comments, gentlemen?
Just good work.
Oh, thank you for allowing me to do it.
I do appreciate you stopping in.
No problem. Yep. I like to be nosy, so I may
keep
be here.
Posted.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. All right, Commissioner Rawhauser, why don't you start the bills and start with old business? At 11:30, we'll have a conference call with John McKinley. Do we need to go into executive session on that conference call with John?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right.
He didn't say yes, we didn't want to talk to him.
We'll ask him when we get him on the horn, I guess.
Mm.
Okay.
I, of course, met with Bob, with Butch and Dr. Burnett. We also met with the WCCA new attorney. Very impressed with her.
Cool.
We went to the fire banquet along with several other commissioners, and it was very nice, very well done, great meal. We went to the Force Collaborative, had a meeting with the Forest Service and other people there. Mike Ken ran that meeting. And then I was at a meeting with Mary with the Workman's Comp. And that's still kind of up in the air. That'll be interesting to talk to Mary and her cohorts down at when we go to Cheyenne. So it was kind of a busy week for a couple of weeks, meeting wise.
Perfect. Commissioner Noble.
We had our broadband meeting last week on Thursday. It went really well. It actually was probably more information between the counties conveyed than we expected. Sweetwater County has a joint powers board that they deal with broadband solely for that to their municipalities. They actually thought at some point it might be good for the counties to create or join in with their board and work together. Example being Farson and LaBarge, their neighboring towns. To CLG meeting. Joel went to the one above that in Salt Lake. It sounds like he learned a lot more than I did from the CLG. Also, judge the VFW oratorical contest. That was really cool.
Oh, I'll be darned. Did they ask you to spell oratorical?
Said this one twice.
Yeah, they did. They knew better. How that?
But you get up and speak is what I want.
Nope, they knew better. It was interesting. Those young ladies did an exceptional job and put a lot of effort into that. It was an 8-minute speech, prepared speech, and then they had to give a 5-minute unprepared. It was pretty commendable. Going to the fire banquet was the only other thing I attended.
All right, Commissioner Burnett.
Met with the court security committee on the 22nd. There were some discussions about some needs that would be brought forth at the prior to the budget hearing. We have another meeting in April. Judge Tyler, because of his increasing demands and schedule, I think it's going to be stepped aside, and Judge Hawes will be chairman of that committee. In addition, had a 2-hour conference call with Eric Barlow and people from the WCCA Health and Safety Committee on the Prevention Services, and Representative Barlow has just developed a draft bill that he's going to be presenting, and I think we'll probably have the opportunity to discuss next week when we go to Cheyenne. That's it.
Thank you. Commissioner Bowser.
Okay, I attended the last WPLI meeting, and that issue had came up because of Representative Cheney's wish to introduce a bill that would release WSAs in Wyoming back to multiple use. And the question became, what does that mean in terms of all these collaborative efforts going around in the state? We did have a follow-up call with Liz Cheney Friday, I guess, last week. I think it was, and she indicated that if the collaborative groups can get their recommendations through the commissioners and to her, I said it looked like we might be able to hear by mid-April, that she thought she could be in a position to include those. So it's kind of an effort to prod the collaborative groups into getting their work finished up. Our group here is getting close anyway, so I think we'll be able to make that work. One of the things that came up, and it's an issue for both the conservation district and the county, and I copied off here what our policy is on wilderness in the Southern County federal and state land use plan. And if the collaborative recommends any additional wilderness, we will have to balance that out with what our policy is. It doesn't. So I guess the collaborative asked me, where's the commissioners going to stand on that? And I said, well, I don't know. I'll bring it up and we'll have that discussion.
Yeah.
Whether or not, because of our policy, does that mean automatically
right. We
will not forward anything to Representative Cheney that includes any wilderness whatsoever?
Right.
Or is there enough wiggle room here? Or are we willing to, because of the fact that it's a collaborative effort,
Are we willing to change our policy?
Are we willing to do it anyway?
Mm, gotcha.
And so I said I'd bring that up and for the commissioners to think about. It appears, and I just say it appears, that probably the only recommendation would be a small portion of the Shoal Creek on the forest under the Beartooth Mountains. Most of that, I think, their inclination is to recommend release of most of it. They're still having a lot of pretty in-depth conversation with the people on the group, one in particular, the Wilderness Society representative, that would like to have a, you know, wilderness in all of them, basically. Mm-hmm. I don't expect that that's going to be their recommendation, but that's why I printed this off from our policy manual. This is what our policy is at this time.
Do you know, I mean, when do you think we'll have the recommendation? Because maybe this will
I think we might have by the middle of March, maybe.
On Shoal
middle
Creek.
To end of March.
And then this may or may not apply.
And it may or may not apply. I don't expect that there's going to be, if you read the last paragraph, protective perimeters or buffer zones. I don't expect that. I think it's either going to be released or not released, but that remains to be seen. I don't want to come across as second guessing what the collaborative is going to recommend. Mm-hmm. But their point to us is if there's no give whatsoever, they'd like to know that now.
As far as we're concerned.
As far as, yeah, so if mm-hmm. they know we're not going to approve it, mm-hmm. there's not much point in them even considering it. The risk of that is that they might lose one of their members, may just pull out completely, and then cause their organization to oppose whatever it is. So that's the risk factor.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
That's well, so. This kind of goes back to my old saying, you know, before you tear a fence down, you've got to know why it was put up. And somebody put this fence up in writing this proposal a long time ago.
Well, basically, Mac, the counties in Wyoming that for years and years have been prodding Congress to take action on the BLM's recommendations on the WSAs, mm-hmm. which BLM did. Forest Service never did. They never did make a recommendation, for example, on Shoal Creek.
Shoal Creek.
It's never been done yet. But anyway, this whole WPLI effort was a result of years of frustration and having those WSAs in limbo, not knowing how they're going to be managed, but basically managed as wilderness in case they were ever made wilderness. So it was determined that here several years ago, with support from Senator Barrasso's office, that if we formed these collaborative groups, which in the end would result in a Wyoming wilderness proposal, that hopefully would have the support not only of our traditional multiple users, but our wilderness people as well, that we could get it through Congress. There's a model for that succeeding in Idaho, Southern Utah, and Washington County, Utah. They got a wilderness bill through Congress that way, but they were always done under this concept of collaboration. Well, that's what led us to doing the whole WPLI in the first place. So it's a little bit different than what our philosophy was when we wrote this mm-hmm. policy manual.
When was this written, Joel?
2007, I believe, Mary, I think, when we adopted that. So,
because to do otherwise would require a reassessment of that.
Well, it's taken amendment of the policy.
Yeah. Yeah, and which would be pretty easy to do if we decide we want to do that.
So I guess for best for now, we leave our options open and see?
Well, I guess so. I told them they're meeting again tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I said I'd bring it up today and we'd have a discussion and I'd try and relay something to them tomorrow.
So my question, Joel, is the WPLI gives us a recommendation. How is Liz going to implement that in on her end, because her bill don't really consider that right now, does it?
Not right now. The bill isn't written yet, as I understand it. That bill.
Oh. Okay.
The one about allowing heli-skiing has been drafted.
Okay.
But this one hasn't. I can't tell you how she's going to implement. If she gets recommendations from 10 different or from 6 different WPLI groups, it's going to take some time.
It's my understanding there's two bills, am I right, that aren't drafted?
There's a bill out there that would address heli-skiing and the Palisades. Mm-hmm. It's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's separate from this completely. This bill, I don't know that there's even a draft of it available yet, but it basically, her intent was to write a bill that would release WSAs to multiple use in Wyoming.
And at the CLG meeting, for what it's worth, they mentioned that this bill only covered the people that weren't engaged in a WPLI conversation. Is that true?
No. Her intent
is to release them all.
It would release them all unless she can incorporate recommendations from the groups that are in operation.
Okay.
It's a little bit different than the first understanding.
It's hard to, I guess.
So that's where we're at on that one.
Okay.
So think about it and let me know before tomorrow what your thoughts are.
Yeah, you're asking for a statement of position on this, right?
Well, are we willing to consider amending that if necessary?
In order to move forward with your group, why don't you tell them that we would consider?
Consider's a good option. Okay. Word. Okay. Yeah.
That's,
and then that way nobody gets their nose bent out of shape and leaves the table.
We didn't promise. We just said we'd consider.
That's the message I was hoping to be.
We would consider. Okay.
Was on a conference call with Western governors. I think everybody here is aware of in Wyoming, the counties that have developed socioeconomic baselines. Public counties, one of them, we went through that process. Western governors have become aware of that, and they would really like to support other states, counties developing socioeconomic baselines. They think it would help the governors a lot in their consistency review with proposals coming from the federal agencies, that if there's economic impact data available from counties, they could use that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a project that's ongoing, we're working with them. Department of Interior reorganization. I was in Salt Lake last week to a meeting with sponsored by the House Natural Resource Committee Chairman Rob Bishop. Purpose of the meeting was to ask questions to the Department of Interior about their plan to reorganize. I attended that meeting, and I guess in order not to take 30 minutes here talking about it, the input from the states, from Western governors, I think is going to be a strong recommendation to go ahead and have regions, but have the states be the boundaries of the regions. In other words, put 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 states in a region. The whole regional concept was to bring people out of the Washington office, set up a regional office in Interior that would include BLM, Fish and Wildlife Service, and Park Service, all in the same building, to where they're starting to coordinate with each other rather than BLM doing a proposed record of decision on an RMP and then having to go back and start over because Fish and Wildlife Service had never seen it. Mm-hmm. That sort of thing.
Right.
Ultimately, they're talk is that they would move the BLM national office to either Salt Lake or Denver by 2019. Whether that's going to happen is too soon to tell, but bringing that office to the west where the decision making occurs would be a win-win.
Step in the right direction.
There's strong support for that.
Well, they don't talk right now, and they're in the same building.
Yeah, I pointed that out.
Move it out to Salt Lake.
I pointed that out to them. They don't do it now. So anyway, my question from the county's perspective was Secretary Zinke's, one of his top 10 priorities is to move the decision-making process closer to the local level and provide more input from state and county government. And so my question to Jim Kaysen, who was a deputy under Secretary of Interior, who's the guy there to answer questions, how does this proposal advance that objective? Didn't get any answer to that yet. So the bottom line, the door is open to how they might draw these regional boundaries. Right now they're divided into, I think, 11 watershed regions, and each one goes all the way from the Canadian border to the Mexican border. The governors are concerned. Some of the states are in three different regions, and they don't want to have to try and coordinate the three different entities of Interior.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the same concern for counties. We have a process now where we can go to field manager, to the district office, to the state director, and we don't really see any advantage to eliminating that state director. Or if they're not going to eliminate it, why add another layer of organization? That's a concern as well. So the bottom line, the door's open for further discussion. So okay. I'll leave it at that. WCCA had a board of directors conference call. We're aware of the tweak in the legislature that would keep the university from requiring counties to fund half of the benefits of an extension person for 1 year. Yeah. The bottom line there is the university is going to direct the Ag College to cut whatever they have to out of their other budget to pay for this for the next year.
Okay.
And they've already had significant budget cuts, so that's an issue. It's an ongoing issue. I expect there will be some discussion next week in Cheyenne about that one.
Yeah.
And I think that's all I've got, Mr. Chairman. Right.
Thank you.
Sorry to put us behind.
No, we're good. Mary, why don't you go ahead and get John on the phone? And we'll keep stamping, but while John's on the phone, we'll try and keep our stamping quiet.
That's one thing about my stamp.
My stamp's quiet.
Need to stamp, not stop. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I sent that memo down the back. He didn't get the memo. Stamp, not stop on the phone.
Well, I've got issues with mine.
Somehow that wasn't surprising.
If you don't stomp it, don't stamp.
Yeah.
You've been busy, Joel.
Emory, this is Mary Lynn from Sutherland County. How are you this morning? I am good. We are looking for John McKinley, please. Thank you. This is Mary. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. We are in open session, and the commissioners are all here. So,
what I would like to do is go into executive session briefly to discuss pending litigation, and then back in open session.
Okay. Sounds good. Motion.
Motion. So move, Mr. Chairman.
Second. Has been moved and seconded that we go into executive session to discuss pending litigation.